What's the best thing in life? Tea Life is.
Hello, Nation TFM here. Welcome back to the show here. It's me, TP here. So for bread lovers like myself, one of the most delicious bread that you can ever give to me is a Mexican coffee bun. That hard crust on top of the bun is a highlight of that bun itself. So why not make some at home with a simple recipe? So first, what you're going to do is take one sachet of any instant coffee, mix with 4 tablespoons of water until dissolved. Next, in another bowl, add 60 grams of butter, 40 grams of fine sugar, 1 egg, and 70 grams of flour, and the instant coffee mixture you prepared earlier mix in together as well. Make sure everything dissolves well, mix well together. Then you're going to take a piece of bread and spread some butter, like light butter, on it before spreading, or you know, like put like maybe 2 tablespoons of this coffee mixture on top of the bread. Go generous with it so that there's like almost a thick layer. Finally, bake it in an oven at 170 degrees Celsius for 25 minutes, or you can use an air fryer the same 170 degrees with for 25 minutes, and your very own coffee bun, or in this case coffee bread, is done. I'd say like this is quite one of the few recipes that I am dying to try this weekend, so you should go try it and let me know if it's really good. TFM.
Tea Life has everything you need.
Yo yo yo, Nation TFM here. Yo yo yo, TP here. Alright, so now I would like to apologize for this next recipe first, okay, because it is just something that when you listen to it later, you might wondering why am I introducing tea, okay? But for me myself, right, I cannot just be the only one who knows about this, so that's why I'm sharing. This is the ketchup milk tea, aka tomato sauce milk tea recipe. As the name suggested, it's a very simple recipe. All you can do is you can either make your own milk tea yourself with the boba at home, or you can actually buy it from any milk tea shop and bring it home. Then what you're going to do is, in a cup, mix about 2 to 3 tablespoons of ketchup or tomato sauce with 1 cup of water, and then proceed to pour this tomato mixture onto your milk tea, like some kind of latte, and then it's done. It's probably going to be one of the most unique drink out there that is going to either you like it or you're going to hate it, okay? It's going to taste sweet, but then with that soury from that tomato and that vegetable-y smell from tomato as well, you might not like it. But I feel like those that want to try something healthy, but you also want to have milk tea, this might be what you've been looking for. TFM.
Just like Tea Life.
It's what's up, Nation CFM. Hey, what's up? It's TP. So there are many recipes on how to make the best chocolate mousse, right? But when it comes to the easiest and the simplest way to make it, chocolate mousse, this next recipe is definitely number one on that list. So all you need is 2 ingredients to make this simple chocolate mousse recipe, which is chocolate chips and water. Trust me, okay? Take 1 cup of chocolate chips and 2.5 cups of water. Blend these 2 ingredients together until smooth. And the recommended duration for blending is about 2 minutes at least, okay? Maybe you can blend up to 3 minutes. So after you blend it, you get a smooth, silky smooth, airy chocolate mixture. What you're gonna do next, you can pop it into any mold you have, or maybe just a cup, or maybe a tray, and put it in the fridge for 12 hours, at least 12 hours. And then take it out, you have your 2 ingredients chocolate mousse. From the looks of it, the influencers try and food recipes on the internet, it does look very silky smooth though. It looks like ice cream, and those who eat it actually said it tastes really good. Besides, you only need 2 ingredients. It's not going to be that hard. You can try this yourself, and then you have snacks for your kids, your friends, your family members, and everyone will enjoy it. Once you have